Masechet Berachot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah He. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, a Baal Keri, somebody who had semen leave his body, is not allowed to engage in Divrei Torah or pray. So if here the Mishnah is dealing with somebody who didn't realize that fact, or forgot that they were a Baal Keri, and they're in the middle of Tefillah, Haya Omed Batfilah. If somebody was in the middle of Amidah, he started the Amidah, not remembering that he was Baal Keri, V'nizkar shehu Baal Keri, and then he remembered, midway through the Amidah, lo yafsik ela yekatzir. A person is not supposed to stop the Amidah totally. Rather, he's supposed to shorten every single beracha. So he starts off the beracha and he ends off the beracha. For example, ata honen le'adam da'at, baruch ata Hashem honen ha'da'at. But whatever's in the middle over there, a person would skip in order to finish the Amidah as quickly as possible. The Mishnah continues to talk about somebody who is very exacting to say the Shema right before Netz, right before sunrise, which is the best possible time he should do it. And he wants to dip beforehand. He goes to dip in the mikveh, but he's running late, and he's getting close to dip, to missing the time of Netz HaHama, and he's somebody who usually does that. So Yarad Litbol, if a person went down into the mikveh to dip, to cleanse himself and to prepare himself for the Shema and Amidah in his prayer, if that person has the ability to dip and then arise out of the mikveh, get dressed and cover himself, and to say the Shema right before Netz, he should do that. He should get up, get out of the water, get dressed, and say the Shema. Because we know when a person says the Shema, it has to be done in a way where it's bechavod, where it's honorable. And he has to be dressed. He can't be naked while saying the Shema. So therefore, he should get up from the mikveh, get dressed, and say the Shema if he has the ability to right before Netz. But he shouldn't just stay in the mikveh and say, Netz is no big deal, I'll say it later. Rather, he should try and get out in order to say the Shema with Netz. V'im lav, if he doesn't have the time, and he's going to miss it, if he goes out to get dressed and all that, yitkase b'mayim v'ikra, what should he do? He should make sure that he's in the water, and that the water is covering the lower portion of his body. It's separating the higher portion and the lower portion of his body. And Bartinura says here, it has to be that he's in water where he can't see the lower part of his body. That he's in a spot where the water is murky, in a sense, and he doesn't see below him. And therefore, he can now say the Shema right at time of Netz, and then he finishes the mikveh, and he goes out and gets dressed. But he doesn't want to miss the opportunity to say Shema at the proper time, right before Netz. Avaloit kase lo b'mayim haraim, velo b'me hamishra, ad shiatil letochan mayim. The Mishnah says, but the water that he's covering up in, if he's dipping in a mikveh that may be smelly water, or it may be water that was used in which to soak flax, as a dye in a sense, he's not allowed to cover up with that water that he may be in temporarily while he's dipping, because that water is not, it has a bad smell, and you cannot perform the mitzvah of Shema near a bad smell. So that water wouldn't be appropriate for him to cover up in. V'kama yarhik mehem umin hasoa arba amot. And a person, if he's around urine or excrement, and he can't say Shema in that spot, he has to walk away. He has to be away from the urine or excrement, and it has to be at least 4 amot. Has to be 4 amot away from that bad smelling source. And obviously he can't smell it anymore. And it has to be, says the commentaries, it has to be out of sight at this point. It can't be that he's 4 amot away and he sees it. Rather, it has to be 4 amot and it's not even visible to that individual anymore. And in that situation, he's allowed to say the Shema. This applies halachically very much with a baby who's wearing a diaper. You have to know if there's a baby who used his diaper. It's a used diaper right in front of you. Halachically, it could become a problem of saying Shema in front of them. A person would have to be in a different room.